I'm back.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio, and now I'm intrigued.
That's what I was saying to the auto parts guy.
Ah.
So many times. Story time. My wife got pulled over by the police.
Oh, no. Yep.
But it wasn't a bad thing. It was him telling her your headlight is out.
I'm okay.
Like, oh, okay. I can fix that. I fixed headlights before. So I go and I went and bought a bulb, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy at the store is like, you know, your model of your car that year had two bulbs. Do you know which one? I'm like, no, probably the older. Just give me the older one. That'd be fine. I go home. I open the hood, and it turns out our vehicle is one of those that has this really. Anyway. Long story, it's complicated. Way more complicated than usual to change a bulb.
Oh, no.
So I took it apart, got the bulb in there. Wrong bulb.
Ooh.
So I go back to the store. I'm back. I have the H7. I need the H11. Here's the H11. Sweet. See you later. Well, probably not. I go home. I take it all apart again, put the bulb. Wrong bulb.
No.
So I didn't. The H7 was wrong. The H11 was wrong. I needed the H11 B. So I go back to the auto parts store. And he's like, huh, wrong one again? I'm like, yes. Took it home. By now, I'm a pro. If you need a headlight fixed on a Kia Sedona, I'm your man. Got that thing in. It worked. But sometimes when you have a goal set, sometimes you just got to be a little bit more persistent. And I was a little ashamed to go back and back and back. But it works. We're fine. We won't get pulled over. For that, here's Brave from Nicole Nordeman on Kinship Radio.